This poem is named After Drought. After drought, the snow last winter lay deep over sagebrush and grass, lush now from spring rains. We have driven over the mountain from Sumter for this afternoon of memories. Amanda reviews her childhood in Whitney Valley, tracks down infinite memories. The old place is smaller now, but full of rich experiences. Walks through high meadow grass, flowers tall as her knees. I watch her from a distance. We scattered Mom's ashes across her favorite huckleberry patch, settled all the details, divided or sold her few possessions, almost $300 in money, $350 in possessions, 81 years of memories. I remember our Whitney years, irrigating wild meadows, repairing fences, cutting hay, music, writing, laughter and love in the ramshackle house, unused now like the other old buildings. The big house we looked across the road to see, fallen down under weight of snow, weakened by 81 years of scavengers taking 2x4s, 2x6s for other needs. I'm unsteady on my feet, stagger on the uneven ground as I walk toward Amanda through sagebrush. She stands by the transporting machine where she and Juniper rhyme themselves to Middle Earth and other centuries. I resolved no adult interruptions of my 16-year-old daughter's sorting through her childhood, so I tell her where I'll be and I lie down on the earth. Sagebrush shades my face from late afternoon sun. A highway 200 yards beyond my feet, gravel road 200 feet beyond my head, log trucks and tourists busy about their day. Two blackbirds on the metal roof of an abandoned shed to my left discuss their plan to go nestward and feed their young. I thought I had a little grief. She lived 81 years, some of them good and full of rich experience, and she went quickly with little pain. But grief catches me at moments, there in the sage. Grief sorts existence, cleanses me of death and uncertainty. We drove 1,000 miles to Oregon's Blue Mountains. The days have been long and the nights short as brothers and sisters gather and the memories are deep. I drift into sleep. Logging truck sounds, car tires on gravel, tourists look at the remnants of a town, deteriorating, abandoned for modern ways. My daughter looks at memories that formed her life. Blackbirds build the future of blackbirds. I remember. I dream. I could not say those dreams. They are a family since Kansas, since Illinois, since Friesland, since chipped stone tools, since the first contained fires. The physical body burned to ashes and bone chips and scattered among huckleberry bushes, dropping blossom petals and setting on tiny green berries. Oh, her pies were always so good. Flaky crust, rich huckleberries. Dreams of my daughter delicately forming toward tomorrow. Settling, sorting, building on rich memory of a future carried confidently against a background of thousands of years. When I wake, this gift is given. A long moment of silence when memories, thoughts, and dreams resolve to blue sky enfolding me. A breeze rises from the sage, stirs loose metal on an unused roof to scrape the sounds of years we were here. The sound of Amanda's feet light in meadow grasses, slowly returning. Sounds of the world in all its busyness as we connect and walk toward each other. The sun drops toward memories and dreams. We walk toward the car at ease. We walk into all our next memories.